Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf Yud Gimel Pesachim 13, and the Gemara here on 13a discusses the dispute between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda on our Mishnah about the time where the prohibition occurs, where you're no longer allowed to eat chametz. So according to Rav Nachman Amarav, the law halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, the law is like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the fifth hour of the day on the eve of Pesach, you're tolim, that you don't eat it and you don't have to, but yet you're not required to burn it, and you're still allowed to have benefit from it until the sixth hour of the day begins. So Amar away, Ravo Rav Nachman, v'nema maralach Rabbi Meir. Why don't you say the law is like Rabbi Meir, that in the fifth hour of the day you're allowed to still eat it, and it's only prohibited to eat it from the beginning of the sixth hour of the day. The stam want to come to Tana Kavasi, because we have an anonymous Mishnah like Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara rejects that. The Gemara analyzes it and rejects that approach. And then the Gemara, Rav again asks Rav Nachman, v'nei amar halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel. Why don't we say the law is like Rabbi Gamliel? And the Gemara again rejects that. So then the Gemara says, well, let me give a different proof for why Rav says the law is like Rabbi Yehuda. V'bayi v'seima Rav d'amar ki hai Tana. That when Rav says the law is like Rabbi Yehuda, that the again, that the fifth hour of the day you're not allowed to eat it, but you're allowed to have benefit from it. What's the reason why we say that the law is like Rabbi Yehuda there? The Tanya Arba Asar Shechalios B'Shabbos. Let's say Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, like it does in this year. So the eve of Pesach comes out on Shabbos. Mivarin Es Hakol. You're supposed to destroy all the chametz in your possession. Milufnei Shabbos on the 13th. You get rid of all the chametz in your possession on the 13th. Vesorf and Trumos Tomeos, Tulios Vitahoros. And you burn the Truma that was Chametz. This Truma is typically that goes to the Kohen, whether it is actually Tamei or whether it's just Tulios, meaning to say that we're not sure if it's Tamei or Tahor, and so therefore we can't eat it and we can't burn it. Because if it would actually be Tamei Truma, then we're supposed to burn it. But if we're just not sure, then it's called Tuluya, and you're not allowed to destroy Truma with your hands. You just leave it around. But the Truma that is not yet ready to be burned, because it's not Tamei and it's not Tuluyos, we leave it around for two meals, to eat two meals on Shabbos, k'dei le'echol ad arba shos, to eat it up until the fourth hour of the day. That's the position of Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda ish bar Tota, sha'amar mishum Rabbi Yoshua. That was the position of Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda ish bar Tota in the name of Rabbi Yoshua. So amru lo, Chamim said, Tahoros lo yisarfu, that if it's actually Truma that is Tahora, that it's not Tamei, then we don't burn at all on the eve of Shabbos. And even if there is on it more than the two meals that we needed for the Kohen to eat, even if you have extra Truma, you do not burn it. Why? Shema yimatzu ahen ochen, because maybe there will be Kohanim will show up, will be guests, and they're going to come to eat it. And so therefore, since there is this possibility that the Kohanim are going to show up, you cannot burn any of the Truma that is Tahoros, even more than two meals, because maybe there'll be Kohanim. Amar lahen, so Rabbi Elazar bar Yehuda said to the Chamim, Kfar Bikshu, the owners already went out looking for all the Kohanim to eat their Truma. V'lo Matzui, they didn't find anybody who could eat it. And since they know all the Kohanim in the city, and they know that there's nobody else who's going to come, where are they going to get more Kohanim from? So you don't have to be concerned that maybe a Kohen's going to come from a different city, because on Shabbos, the Kohen is not going to be able to travel from the Tchum, and so therefore you're going to have nobody to give it to. Amru lo, Shema chutz lachoma lanu. So the Chamim said, no, maybe the other Kohanim slept outside the city, and therefore they're going to enter in it the next day, and then they're going to eat the Truma. So Amru lahem, so Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda said, l'divrechem, according to your concern that maybe the Kohen is going to show up who wasn't there the night before, maybe af tuluyos lo yisarfu. Don't even burn the chametz that we're not sure about. Why not? The chametz that we're suspending, because maybe it's no longer going to be tuluyos, because maybe Shema Yavo Elio. Maybe Elijah the prophet is going to come either today or tomorrow and tell us on the eve of either the 13th to Friday or Erev Shabbos, and tell us, oh, that this is not not tame, and you could eat it. And so therefore, maybe Elijah will come, v'itareim, and Elijah will say that this truma is actually not tame, and you could eat it. So therefore, why do you burn the tluyos of your logic to that you have to assume from this possibility? So the Chachamim said, no, amr lo kvar muftach lo Yisrael, she'en el yo ba lo bar v'shabazos lo bar yovim tovim mipnei ha-torach. But he says, no, we already know Elijah's not going to come. Why not? Because it's Erev Yom Tif, and Erev Shabbos, that Shabbos is Erev Yom Tif, and we have a concept that Elijah is, even though we know Elijah is going to come one day before the redemption to tell us the Mashiach is coming the next day, nevertheless, Elijah is not going to come on the eve of Shabbos or the eve of Yom Tov, because we know everybody's busy preparing for Shabbos and before preparing for Yom Tov. And if Elijah's going to show up, then it's going to be a big problem because people aren't going to be able to prepare. And so therefore, we don't have to be concerned about this. Amru, lo zazu misham, ad shekavu alachak Reb Elezer ben Yehuda, ish bar tuta, shamar misham Reb Yehoshua. So they didn't accept it. They says they didn't leave from there until they established that the laws like Reb Elezer ben Yehuda ish bar toto, who said they made sure that you prepare food for two meals. And we see from here that even though, and this is not accepted by everybody, but we see from here that even though the Erev Pesach comes on Shabbos, that we still say Elijah can't come, even though you can't do any preparations that day. Still, we're saying according to this Gemara, Elijah's can't come. But we reject that approach. We say no, Elijah really could come that day. So therefore, that's a proof against the Chachamim. So the Rav HaKadosh, Rav Mendel Miriminov, says that this is the reason why we read on that. This is the reason why we read on Shabbos Hagadol, the Shabbos Erev Pesach. We read the Haftorah that says Hinei Anochi Shalech Chametz Eliyahu Hanavi, because this is the time where this is the only Erev Yontif where Elijah could come. When it's Shabbos Erev Yontif, Elijah could come because we're not going to be busy preparing on that Erev Yontif.